Hey, it's Emily. I'm so excited to share with you that it's time for our next quarterly masterclass. Grab the Habit Hacking Masterclass Functional Fitness Edition for free at habithackingmasterclass.com, but only May 6th through the 19th. So let's face it, as busy modern moms, there has been so much confusion and overwhelm when it comes to exercise. Habit hacking your movement to support your body and your mind for life is how exercise can be sustainable and allow you to train for life. After this audio masterclass, you'll learn how to create habits to get more simple movement in your busy day, learn how movement can support your hormones, regulate your nervous system, address nagging pain solutions, and incorporate exercise that will make you feel strong from the inside out, all from the best of the best movement experts. I've brought together some amazing ladies to help serve you and help you train for life. Again, it's completely free, but only between May 6th and the 19th. So grab it at habithackingmasterclass.com and let's start training for life. Let's get to the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. You're listening to episode 157 of Self Transformed. Hey friend, I hope you are having a great day. I hope you have been enjoying this food series we just started over the next week. I have a couple of more amazing guests coming on, and I am chatting a little bit more with you about the way I view food and my habits around food and some habit hacks around making meal prep, grocery shopping, etc., a little more simple, because we know we have a lot of tabs open in our brains and we want to be able to fuel our body to be able to show up as our best selves, but also enjoy food as well. So today we're going to be talking about the Whole 30 and 10 things you should probably consider and know before you decide to start a Whole 30. If you are like, what is the Whole 30? Don't worry, I will explain it to you. I am a Whole 30 certified coach and plant-based Whole 30 certified coach. But before we do, I want to remind you, the summer sale is still going on all of my courses now through this Thursday, June 30th. So only a few days left to be able to get 25% off any of my courses. So that includes my mini course, the Habits That Stick Starter Kit. What that mini course does is give you some quick wins and teach you my basic habit strategy for you to start implementing into your life, making your habits stick, as the course says. And then you can also go from there into Self Transform You, which is my signature 4-week program where we will dig into your habits week by week using the strategies that you will learn actually through the Habits That Stick Starter Kit, because it is included with your enrollment in STU. That's super fun. But each week we'll go through your mindset, because a lot of times it's guilt holding us back, trying to make time to create a health plan and self-care for ourselves. The next week, we talk about my 3-step food freedom plan, using habit strategy around that. We talk about joyful movement. I actually provide some workouts in the final week. We go through what to do when you lose motivation. So at the end of 4 weeks, you've created a health plan. I give you homework every single week. It should only take you about 30 to 45 minutes each week to go through the modules and think about and do the homework each week. It's super simple. I think it's just really important to gather data about yourself, and then you can use the habit strategies to make it work in your life. So at the end of the 4 weeks, you have a really customized health plan because it's for you. I give you the bones, the strategies, the habit hacks to make it work in your crazy busy life. So I actually just lowered the price of the course. You can get it at any time, start at any time as well. But also, I've created STU Next Level, which gets you one-on-one accountability coaching with me. So you get everything I just mentioned in that course, but you also get 4 habit hacking calls with me. So that is a chance for us to really deep dive a little bit more personal and get in touch with what's going on in your life every day and habit hack these new healthy habits into your life to make them work. But then you also get weekly texting. You get Voxer access as well, which is voice memoing. So if you need to just, Emily, what should I do about this? Or this just happened in my life. And how am I going to habit hack, you know, this workout into my life for the week? Well, I got you, girl. I got you. So I only take 5 girls on for that every month. And STU Next Level for June, that round will start on 6/27. So just a couple weeks away. I can't wait to have you be a part of STU Next Level. Remember, you can get 25% off there or what we're talking about today. My OG course I ever created, it's tried and true, my Whole30 Anytime course, which is available as a plant-based version as well. This will help you really deep dive into the Whole30 with me as your virtual accountability coach. There is an option to do one-on-one with me with that as well. But as it says, you can do it anytime. And what we do week by week or day by day, actually, you get a video for every single day of your Whole30 coaching you through what what is compatible? What is not? How am I going to make these meals? How am I going to make going out to dinner work? How am I going to make this work with my family? How do I do reintroduction? What does kill all the things mean? And the pancake rule, I got you. So I will take you through the Whole30. I have coached so many folks through this program, and I want to be able to give you the beauty of watching you transform your life just by changing what you put on your plate and changing your habits and relationship around food. This is where my transformation started, folks, was back in 2015 when I did the Whole30 for the very first time. So you can use the code SUMMERSALE for 25% off any of those courses, even if you want to grab a couple of them, go for it. But as I mentioned, STU does include the Habit Set Stick Starter Kit, so I would just go ahead and get that if I were you. That will give you your bigger bang for your buck and your bigger transformation over time as well. So it's all linked in the show notes for you. Again, you can just go to selftransformyou.com. That'll give you a link to all of the courses on my website as well, and use the code SUMMERSALE until the 30th for 25% off. Reserve your spot in STU Next Level if you want to start that with me on 6/27, because I only got 5 girls, because hashtag self-care. I only have so much time and capacity in my life to be able to give that to you. Okay, let's talk about 10 things you should know before starting the Whole30. Like I just alluded to, you may have heard my story before, or if this is your first time listening to the show, the Whole30 transformed not only my life, but my family's life back in 2015. We were at a time in our lives where I was climbing the corporate ladder. I was dealing with stress and overwhelm with junk food, in particular chocolate chip cookies, excessive drinking, excessive online shopping as well. My husband was coming off a point in his life where he had gained almost 50 pounds and was going through shift work. So nighttime, second shift, daytime, weekends. His sleep was non-existent because of this. And he wasn't able to do the things he loved to do to take care of himself, like running, for example, because it hurt too much. And he was always so exhausted. And our home just felt extremely tense all the time, right, with 2 little boys. So my husband had heard about the Whole30, and he was like, babe, I want to try the Whole30. And I was like, what is the Whole30? So we Googled it. He printed off, you know, what you should feel like day by day. And I looked through it, and I'm like, absolutely not. I do not want to give up these foods for 30 days. They're like my comfort to help me deal with the stress and overwhelm and anxiety. And plus, I was, to tell you the truth, super nervous. I was the queen of starting something on a Monday and being done with it by a Wednesday or even Friday for that matter. I never could stick to anything. But our lives needed a change, and having him as an accountability partner was really good. And I know not everyone can work with their spouse like that. It worked out fine for us for that. But we went through the Whole30, and if you're like, what is the Whole30? It's a 30-day elimination protocol. You get rid of grains, dairy, legumes, alcohol, any processed foods for that matter. You get rid of the scale for 30 days as well. And then at the end of those 30 days, you systematically reintroduce those foods and see how your body reacts, not only physically, but also maybe mentally and emotionally as well. It's an experiment. It's for you to get data about yourself. I am so big on gathering data about your mind and body through all of my programs and then using the strategies I teach to help you transform your life. You gotta take the action though. I provide the tools, you gotta swing the hammer, right? So at the end of those 30 days, it was just a positivity snowball. And you know, I started taking care of my mindset and digging into personal development with books and podcasts like this one and creating this podcast and helping coach people through the Whole 30, becoming a Whole 30 certified coach, becoming eventually a fitness trainer as well, starting with teaching spin classes because I started moving my body. I was never big into exercise and I wanted to be able to take care of myself and pushing myself to do hard things. I mean, we started doing like Spartan races. We went to the extreme because we were just on fire for life. My husband has become a marathon and triathlon runner since then. He's qualified for the Boston Marathon. He's lost 50 pounds. He's in the best shape of his life. And, you know, actually both of us are going through an injury right now. He's had Achilles surgery. It hasn't healing well and it isn't healing correctly. And that's been a big mind trip. And, you know, we've learned a lot about and I have my broken tailbone if you hadn't heard a few weeks ago. So we aren't able to do a lot of the things we love. However, we're actually kind of leaning into what we learned in the Whole 30 as far as, okay, we can control what we put on our plates. We can control our thoughts and our feelings as well. So to say the Whole 30 absolutely transformed our lives is an understatement. You know, our boys got to see the benefit of it, and we've been able to inspire other people through our story and through me being able to coach folks through the Whole 30. My favorite thing is coaching couples through the Whole 30 because my husband usually is super great at, you know, he's not a coach, but at least giving the husband some advice to like, okay, here's how to support your wife when, you know, and maybe it's her time in the month and she's not used to having no chocolate that time of month because that's how I felt. So, but let's talk about it. If you've been thinking about doing the Whole 30, I would definitely recommend checking out my Whole 30 Anytime course. It is free to do the Whole 30. You can Google it. You can get online, see how to do it, follow the rules, see how you feel on the last 30 days. But to tell you the truth, I didn't fail my first Whole 30, but I technically did because I didn't do my reintroduction at the end. We ended up going on vacation and I went face first into margaritas. And I think Chick-fil-A was like my first meal afterwards, which I could have had something a lot more fun, like some fish tacos or something. But I want you to see the beauty of the Whole 30. I'm sure you've heard of it, but maybe you've tried it and failed it. I have a lot of clients that come to me who have tried the Whole 30 before but haven't been able to go all the way through it. And I say fail, and I'm doing air quotes because I don't feel like you're ever a failure doing the Whole 30. It's just data that you learn about yourself and you're able to try it again someday. But here's 10 things I want you to consider before starting your own Whole 30, okay? Number one, don't go into the Whole 30 with the main goal just to lose weight. Okay, honestly, that's why I started the Whole 30. I was like, oh, okay, well, I can lose weight because that's where I came from. I came from a diet mentality. But you want to go into the Whole 30 with wanting to evaluate your habits and relationship around food, kind of identify any food sensitivities. You know, my husband was able to identify legumes gave him really bad eczema on his elbows, which is super random, but now he knows. I was able to learn that dairy makes me bloat and gives me really bad tummy aches and lots of and it also causes a little acne for me as well. So, you know, go into it not with a main goal to lose weight, but to really think about lifelong food freedom and gathering data about yourself, sitting down, writing a why. You know, a lot of times clients come to me because they're coming from a place of emotional eating, which I totally get. I still emotional or stress eat a lot of times, and I have to evaluate those habits and switch them around through the habit strategies that I know and teach as well. So don't go into it with your main goal to lose weight. Have a true why behind it in order to find lifelong food freedom. Number two, don't go face first into a pizza on day 31. Do the reintroduction. And that's the biggest reason I think a lot of folks come to a Whole 30 certified coach is because the reintroduction can be kind of confusing. And I think, again, that comes from diet mentality. You're like, it's the Whole 30, day 31, I'm done with my hashtag, air quotes, diet. But you're not. All you did was learn about things about your body, but you don't really learn about it if you don't do the reintroduction. I would have never learned that dairy gives me gas, and my husband would have never learned that legumes gives him eczema. We would have never known because you're eating all those foods at once. If you systematically reintroduce them after the Whole 30, then you have that data about yourself, and then you get the choice what is worth it to you or not and in what quantities. So don't go face first into a pizza on day 31. I know it's easy to do that. It really is, because at that time you're coming into it with a diet mentality. You're like, well, you're like, I'm done. Don't think of it as you're done. Think about, okay, now I'm going into my food freedom. And that may include cookies and margaritas, but now maybe you just don't drink a whole pitcher of margaritas and eat a whole sleeve of cookies. Okay. So number three, you'll see lots of changes in 30 days. You will. You'll see it. You'll feel it. But it'll take longer to find true food freedom. It's lifelong learning and adapting based on that data you learn about yourself. You know, you want to get to a point where you never have to do a Whole 30 again. I did one for the first time at the beginning of this year, and I did a plant-based Whole 30, which I'll tell you about here in a second, because I was going through the certification process and I wanted to just know how it felt, and I was curious about eating a plant-based lifestyle. And that was the first time I'd done a Whole 30 in probably like 3 years, because I didn't need it anymore. You know, I know what works for me and what doesn't, but that's not to say my body and my mindset doesn't change and I won't need another Whole 30 someday. But you want to get to the point where you don't keep going back to it and using it as a crutch to like lose weight, for that matter. Let's see, number four, you want to get to the point where you don't need a Whole 30 anymore. I guess I should read ahead on my notes. You can kind of see how these flow as I was writing them down for you guys. But you do want to get to the point where you don't need a Whole 30 anymore. So that's number three and number four. So number three was you'll see a lot of changes in 30 days, but it'll take longer to find true food freedom. So remember that it isn't a Whole 365 or whole the rest of my life I'm going to eat Whole 30, because that's not sustainable or fun. But we do want you to get to the point where you don't need a Whole 30 anymore. Okay, number five. You can see this is how all my thoughts flow together. There is a plant-based version of the Whole 30. And this was formed at the beginning of 2022 because so many folks do live a plant-based or a vegan lifestyle, and they wanted to, you know, see the true benefits and the life-changing things that can happen when you do a Whole 30. But we wanted to make sure they were able to get adequate protein. So I am a plant-based Whole 30 certified coach. The biggest difference is you do get to eat legumes and unprocessed forms of soy on a plant-based Whole 30, and a lot of plant-based smoothies and other ways to adapt to make sure you're getting enough protein throughout your plant-based Whole 30. And it's really great. I mean, some folks are super curious about eating more plant-based, or maybe you are plant-based already and you wanted to be able to do the Whole 30, which, you know, before we were like, okay, well, you can, but you're probably going to have to introduce some type of meat products in order to have enough protein. And that's just not, you know, some folks, it may be religious reasons, it may be ethical reasons they don't want to eat meat, and we want to be able to not to exclude anyone. So I am a plant-based Whole 30 certified coach as well. So number six, there are so many amazing recipes out there. There's so many great, amazing Whole 30 content, recipe content creators out there. I love the Whole 30 Recipes Instagram account. The foods are beautiful, number one. They look amazing, but I would keep it super simple. Keep it super simple. So I'm a big fan of ingredient meals. I teach that in the Whole 30 course and in Self Transform You as well. And I'm a really big fan of meal delivery. There's a lot of really great meal delivery services out there to deliver meals to make your life a little easier. Model Meals is one of my favorite ones. It's from another Whole 30 coach and one of my mentors, Danica Breisha, who has founded the Self Care Society as well. And I've taught some classes over there for her too. So keep it simple. Keep it simple. There's amazing recipes out there, but don't feel like you have to get like 20,000 ingredients to make one thing and stress yourself out. Number seven, you do have to intentionally plan ahead with your food, for sure. Having emergency snacks, I can't tell you how many chomp sticks I have found in my purse and my car over the years. And then coming up with different scenarios that might come up during your Whole 30. So when you're planning out your Whole 30, look at your calendar for the next 30 days. If you have a vacation coming up, it's probably not the best time to do a Whole 30, because I don't know if you could sustain that during a vacation. Plus, you want to be able to enjoy yourself and have fun and not feel bitter or resentful towards the Whole 30 because you can't have some things that you would really want to have. So plan ahead. If you have dinners out, parties, you know, that it's going to make it too difficult to do your Whole 30, push it out and do it later. or have plans in place. If you know you're going to be going out to a restaurant, take a look at the menu ahead of time, even call up ahead, tell them you have some dietary restrictions at this time and make it work. There's a lot more restaurants that are open to doing that than there was years ago, for sure. Number 8, there is no perfect Whole 30. There is no perfect Whole 30. You just got to do the best you can, right? Like for me, it's throwing some cauliflower rice in a bowl that I warmed up in the microwave, some chicken that I had already pre-cooked earlier in the meal, some frozen veggies that I just roasted in the oven, put some amazing Whole 30 compatible sauce on it. Boom, you're done. You're done. That may not be perfect for some people, but it's perfect for me. And you're just trying your best. You know, you're going back to that why. You're not doing it for a diet. You're doing it for a lifelong food freedom. Number 9, it is hard. It is hard. It is so hard. And that's why working with a coach can help for sure. You know, you're setting boundaries. You're learning how to say no thank you when before you have been like, oh, I feel awkward not having a drink at this time, you know, like an alcoholic drink. You're learning how to say no and sticking up for things that you want or don't want. You're taking a look at how you're using food as well. Maybe like I said, you know, emotional eating, stress eating. You know, it's going to be hard, but you can do hard things. Like I said, I felt so freaking on fire for life and empowered just completing the Whole 30. I know it will do the same for you and have that major snowball effect in your life. And then the last thing, which I think is one of the most important things, you're going to learn a ton about your habits and relationship around food. You're going to learn, you know, oh, I'm not having that bowl of ice cream every night anymore to help, you know, relieve the stress of the day. Why was I having that? Why was I having it? How did it really help me? And then when you don't have it anymore, you're like, oh, maybe I'm just going to have a hot cup of green tea. You'll notice I talk about hot green tea a lot because that is something I replaced a lot of unhealthy habits with before. And it did wonders for me. It did wonders for me because it was a new habit that wasn't, you know, causing distress in my gut. But you'll learn a ton about your habits and relationship around food, and you take that into your food freedom, and it's just a lifelong process to find what true food freedom means to you. It's personal to you, okay? So those are 10 things you should really consider before starting a Whole 30. I don't think there's that much information out there like this about there other than just what the rules are and day by day, how you'll feel, which is actually very accurate if you find that download online. I also have it included in my course as well because it is spot on. I would definitely get the Whole 30 day by day journal. That is a game changer to help you evaluate your feelings, and it's pretty on point. It's like, okay, today you're feeling that tiger blood. About halfway through, you're feeling amazing. And then a bonus tip for you, you're going to need accountability. You know, I don't think I would have completed the Whole 30 and my life wouldn't have changed if my husband hadn't brought it to me and we did it together because I had that accountability to finish strong. Our relationship got stronger because of it. If you don't have an accountability partner like that in your life that wants to do a Whole 30 with you or even just support you through it, come talk to me, friend. I am here even just to answer a couple questions that you have about the Whole 30 or if you want to enroll in my Whole 30 Anytime course. This is your sign to do it because now is the time since the summer sale is going on. You can find it linked in the show notes and use the code SUMMERSALE for 25% off the Whole 30 Anytime course or any of my other courses, the Habits That Stick Starter Kit or Self Transform You. I am here to help you transform your life, giving you the tools to evaluate your habits, your relationship around food, and just your habits in general that you want to flip into healthy habits that are going to help you thrive and transform your life. I'm going to give you the tools because this is lifelong. You know, even at the end of the Whole 30, you're not done transforming. Your life is always going to be in a mode of transformation, and to have these tools in your tool belt from me will help you adapt and continue to survive and take care of yourself. And guess what? Your family benefits from that. I love that so much because I've seen it with my own boys, and it means the world to me, and I want that for you too. Okay, gang, I will check in with you later this week for Habit Hack Thursday. This Thursday, the 30th, is the last day for the summer sale, so make sure you take advantage of it. Save some money. I know I love a good sale. If I hear someone say a sale on something, I'm usually going to buy it. And, you know, there is payment plans available for all my programs as well to make it as accessible for you. Any questions at all, you know how to reach me, and I'm super excited to see you all within these courses. And if you're going to attempt the Whole 30, I am wishing you all the best. I know it's going to change your life, and I'm sending you a big virtual hug as well because I know that first week is hard, but I know you can do hard things. All right, gang, I'll check in with you later this week. I can't wait to see you all within the courses as they're on sale this week.
Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.